There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Do we have a great show tonight or what, Dr. Pat?
Oh, my goodness. I have my painting up behind me.
It looks, oh, your Japanese painting?
That looks Chinese.
Chinese, okay.
Well, I don't know. My acupuncturist mom did it for me. And it's in the background. And it has to do with kind of what we're talking about tonight.
Ikagi, the Japanese. And Ikagi is an interesting word because there's no direct English translation for it. It's about joy and finding your worth. And so for all the listeners, we decided that the theme of the show is Ikagi, and the subtitle being Finding Your Joy. And before we get to that, Dr. Pat, you know, we got a lot going on in the world. This is March. It's Women's History Month. That's exciting. It's March Madness, springtime, and daylight savings time is coming. So this is the time of the year where we're turning a new page. And maybe part of turning that new page, Dr. Pat, is having people find out or discuss how they find their joy.
I think it's a great show. And I think not only is it a great show, but it's a great topic. And, you know, it's fascinating because we go through these changes of seasons, right? And you can define that any way you want. But there's one thing that I think if we could all remember, and it's one of the hardest things to remember. You know, my mentor teacher, Viktor Frankl, was my teacher on that. And I'll never forget when I was given his first book. But the teaching on that is that it doesn't have to do with your surroundings. And that's so easy to say. It's like, I mean, don't you love it, everybody? Like, people walk up to you and like, oh, that's an inside job. All you got, and I'm like, okay. Yes, it is an inside job. But I'll tell you what it is like. You know what it's like? It's like eating watermelon. It's like eating watermelon.
All right. You got to explain that one.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Now, if you have parents that will not eat the watermelon, or a sister or a brother, before they pick out every seed. So that's one scenario. So this is what I'm talking about. The watermelon is your joy. If you're not allergic to it, so don't email me. The watermelon is your juicy, juicy, delicious joy. But you can't just eat it. You can't. If you take that bite of that watermelon, 70-30 chance you're going to crack a tooth. 70-30. But if you know the seed is in that watermelon, then you have options. See, that's the way I think about joy.
Yeah.
That's what I think about joy. Now, I don't think that's the way Japanese thought about joy.
Yeah, but if I can just a second,
yeah,
hold that thought.
Ahead.
A great analogy, Dr. Pat. I never thought of it that way. You know, because the watermelon, that's the big, joyful, juicy, sweet, delicious
fruit.
It's
like on your face.
But then there's all the seeds, and then some people get more focused on the seeds than the joy. All right, back to you, Dr. Pat. All right, keep going.
Exactly. Now, I don't care, like, yes, you're going to text us. You're going to call into the show, live call-in show tonight for all of you, because I want to know about your watermelon. But we also want to know about your seeds. Today's a show about joy. And, you know, joy, some people would say, maybe the Dalai Lama, I don't know. Some people would say, you know, joy is exempt from watermelon seeds. Maybe it is. Maybe it is for some people. But I've even watched the Dalai Lama at the loss of his very, very dear friend have a moment of intense grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a seed. The question is going to be, are you going to gnaw on that seed like it is a salted, baked pumpkin seed? Or are you going to put it in your mouth and spit it out, folks? Now, that's a visual. Mark and I wish, I didn't know I was going to do the watermelon thing. It just came up for me because, I mean, I'm having, there's a couple of real life experience with everybody here.
Yeah.
You know, you want life to be like a giant, juicy, slap that piece of watermelon, right?
You want life to be a seedless watermelon, which they do have, and they cost more.
They do have them, but okay, tricky. It's like boneless salmon. Hello, people. How many times have you been sold a Pacific Northwest delicious honking right out of the ocean? My buddy catches them out of the ocean, out there freezing them, swears to you that they have filleted them and deboned them, and you get that thing home and you take that bite, and the next thing you know, you're gagging. Look, I'm not saying joy is like that, but every once in a while, you get a seed and you get a bone.
Yeah.
Question is, what are you going to do with it? Now, we used to have watermelon seed contest.
Now, what's a watermelon seed contest? This is a new one for me.
So when you grow up in a place like New York or the Bronx, you have to find things to entertain the tribe of kids that you have. In the cemented backyard. Okay, so we had grass and then Dad cemented it. I'm telling you, I know we buried some people there. I know it. Nobody on the block poured cement in their backyard. Nobody. My dad did. He said it was to put the swings in. We didn't want swings. But we had these contests. And the contests were how many seeds you eat the watermelon and how many seeds can you, is this going to be gross? How many seeds can you literally spit out of your mouth into a can?
Okay.
But, I mean, come on, people. I'm not the only one, right? I mean, are you thinking like, oh, I would never spit a seed out? Okay, then you're like my stepsister who relentlessly for an hour pick every seed up. But isn't that joy? See, we'll go to whatever lengths we need to go to experience joy, won't we? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And now, see, I'm probably one of the odd one, weird ones out. When I eat watermelon, if there's seeds in the way, I just eat the seeds.
Well,
that's another way. It's like,
I'm with you.
Yeah, the seeds are the issues, the discomfort, the pitas in our life. And sometimes you just got to grind them up and suck it up. Plus, the seeds actually have a nutty flavor to them. So sometimes the bad experience may not be as bad as you think, or you may gain something of value from it. And I think the analogy that you're bringing up, Dr. Pat, about finding your joy, you know, everybody wants that seedless, delicious watermelon where everything's perfect. Well, show me that in life. It doesn't exist. Life has difficulties. It has pitfalls. It has problems. One of the most important things, since we're using the term ikagi,
yes,
which means, you know, joy, finding your worth. I spent some time in Kyoto, Japan, and Kyoto is an absolutely beautiful city, and it's the center of Japanese Zen Buddhism, and they have the most incredible Zen gardens, these enormous Zen gardens. And I was there with a friend of mine, and he Billy, he'd been teaching English to Japanese executives. He invited me to come over. And anyway, so we're there and we're at this beautiful Zen garden. He goes, I'm going to leave you alone. Now just sit here and let it happen. I go, let what happen? He goes, you'll find out. So I sat there and I realized, you know, I started meditating and I was just looking at the Zen garden, the little tiny stones, and they're meticulously groomed. I mean, it was just like incredible. And all of a sudden I felt myself in a different dimension.
Right.
And this happens to me right. during mediumship, but I know that this was where I was being transported. And this is for people who aren't mediums too. When you experience a Zen garden and you just sort of, you're there, you be, and you just let it go. And the message I received was, life is like a river. Don't paddle against it. Instead, flow with it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I came out of it.
Beautiful.
And it really made so much sense, because so many times we have conflict in our life and we do want to take it head on. And I'm not saying that you surrender to conflict, but you have to accept the things that you can't change and go with them. And, you know, the seeds, yeah, you can pick some of them out, but you're not going to get all of them. And so that's part of the wisdom of Akagi and finding your joy.
I love the way you put that, because I think that's really the energy we're all bringing in. You know, somebody gave me an exercise to do today. Linda. Oh, don't even talk about seeds with the Linda. Jessica, you should have Linda call in on this. The Linda. Now, if you want to see Linda go ballistic, like totally, like she'll be coming out here in April. Okay. So I didn't know this. I didn't know apple seeds were like poisonous. See, I never grew up on that. My dad used to eat that apple, eat the core. He would eat the whole thing. It would just be like everything. But Linda methodically will cut us an apple. And I'm telling you, you know, like on the inside of the core, this is Linda's joy is detail. She will bask. Give me the detail. Give me the detail. But whatever your joy is, today's show is to amplify it. The ritual that somebody told me was to take cinnamon, put it in your hand, go to your front door, and good thing I did this right, go to your front door, take the cinnamon in your hand, and blow the cinnamon in your doorway.
Interesting.
Now, I've been doing this 20 years. That was a new one on me, but I did it. Why do we do it? See, we want more joy. You know, we want to experience abundance in the world. The universe is the most opulent. That's what we're talking. So opulent, we can't even define it. That's what we're going to help people with today. 1-800-930-2819, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. What's your joy? May I ask you, Mark? So you talked about when you do mediumship, right?
Yes.
When you work with people, that's a moment, or let's call it. Yeah. You're stepping into a place of joy.
Yes. And yeah, I can get all clinical about, you know, the brainwave shift to the alpha theta border. Because we have five different brainwaves, and it's alpha, which is the relaxed meditative daydream state. And there's theta, which is deep dreamful state. And psychic and mediumistic activity occur on the alpha theta border. And it is something of a euphoric sensation. One of the things that brings me great joy in life is connecting people with their loved ones and spirit.
Yeah.
It's funny because so many people say, well, don't you miss practicing law? And it's like, while it was happening, yes, I was helping people, but not in the way that I'm helping them now, because like last night I conducted an event, a light circle event. There was six people there, and they were, I could tell how grief stricken everybody was. And I couldn't help but notice when it was over, seeing that burden of grief lifted, joy on their face, and helping other people find joy is what brings me joy.
Yeah, and I love this. And I want to just say this to people out there for today. I want you to think about these moments, because they could be moments and they could be fleeting moments. And, you know, there is this place where you can go. And some people say it's inside of yourself. Yes, it's inside of yourself. But we live in a world. See, we don't live inside ourselves. Some people do. But generally speaking, the mass population doesn't. We're in a world where you may have a TV. Maybe you don't have a TV. But yeah, you have a stove, right? You got, right? Unless you've been like, what I'm doing is like, you know, I'm cooking again now. But still, I like those fresh organic things that you can get for your house. But there's a moment of joy. See, the hard part though today, and what we're going to help people with, is get there. So we have to help people get there. I have to help myself get there. You know, it is, and we don't really want to invest in ourselves. This is a conversation I had someone the other day, and we were talking about, you know, she was talking about the fact that, oh, okay, I don't want to really spend money on a coach. Okay. So what are you saying? I don't want to spend money on a coach. I said, yeah, but you've been talking to me about 6 months now. You wanted to do something. You wanted to grow. You want to expand. So what? You don't want to spend money? Well, I just don't want to spend the money on a coach. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll talk to everybody about this, because there's a point of joy. You know, do you like to go out to lunch? Have you gone out to lunch? Do you like to hit a little white ball? I may go get my little ping pong ball during the break. Who knows? But we got a lot of callers, and it's all about the joy. It doesn't mean we don't grieve and we don't go through sadness, everybody. I just want to say that. But that's what Mark and I do. Mark will connect you with your loved ones, and sometimes they'll say, go get a watermelon. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back, and then we're on the phones.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles. Knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit MindfulnessWithJoan.com and get untangled today.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back.
That's my joy.
That's your joy. You got your ping pong paddle. Can you show everybody, Dr. Pat? You got
but that was my joy
ball.
Sound. See, that's my little joy sound. Boom! For those of you that are thinking, she just talks about table tennis, but she never plays. I do play. All right, Mark, we're going to go to the phones. Probably go right to the top, yeah?
Okay. All right, Jessica, who do we have?
Absolutely. We have Mitchell calling from Colorado. Mitchell, you are on with the psychic in the doc.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, Mitchell, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I guess you were on my uncle's podcast some time ago. Here's What We Know, Garrett Thomas. And his brother showed up, and I guess you had a reading from that. Well, I'm the son of that brother, and I just felt led to try and reach out and touch base, and
So we'll see if we can get your dad to come through. And first off, please accept my condolences on the passing of your dad. Okay, so I am getting a male energy coming through. And Mitchell, let me describe what I'm experiencing. I'm getting this very, very physically heavy sensation in my chest. And it feels like my lungs are inflamed. So there's pulmonary, meaning issues with his lungs. Obviously, everybody's heart stops when they die, but I'm also getting a constricted sensation on the blood vessels going into the heart, and I'm getting a piercing sensation in my head. So there was something going on which was affecting his mental focus, clarity, and blood flow into his brain. Does any of that make sense to you?
The blood, he passed away from HIV. So I don't really think he had anything wrong with his lungs per se, but he was lost his leg in a helicopter accident and, ended up having like 86 some odd blood transfusions. And, this was back in the '80s, and ended up contracting HIV and, passed away, early August of 96.
Okay.
So now, he did have a lot of blood issues.
Well, what I'm experiencing with the blood, obviously with the heavy sensation in the chest, there was something going on with his ability to breathe right prior to passing, which, you know, of course, everybody's lungs stop before they pass. And then an issue with the heart and the piercing sensation. So the actual cause of passing could have been heart failure. It could have been even a stroke, or could it be because with HIV, there's so many opportunistic infections and cancers that come out of it. Now he's doing something very different. This is strange, but he's holding up a rabbit's foot. You know how people have like a lucky charm or a rabbit's foot?
Yeah.
Now this could be, could be something about a rabbit or a rabbit's foot. Maybe that would make sense with him or with you. Or it could be something about the concept of luck or a lucky charm. Does any of that resonate with you? And what you have to do here, Mitchell, is don't worry so much about how a rabbit's foot applies with your dad, unless, you know, he's to carry one. But what does the concept of luck or a lucky charm or a rabbit's foot mean to you in any way? You're thinking too hard. You got to go with what you feel. You got to go with what you feel. What does luck mean to you?
Luck means everything because I don't really have it.
All right, hold on. Aha, I think we hit a bullseye there. You feel you don't have luck, and your father's spirit is presenting to me a symbol meaning luck. Now, this is very, very fascinating that you've called in on this particular show. So, Dr. Pat, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Were you born in any of these years, 99, 87, 75, 63, any of those?
No, one was close, though. 86 is when I was born.
Okay. So this is the year of the rabbit. It's the Chinese year of the rabbit. The rabbit in it as a Chinese symbol is many, many things. But one of the things that it is it really represents, and especially this year, is a year of hope. Okay. You know, for a lot of people, the year of the water rabbit, it's a year of hope. Now, I don't think there's any mistake about that message coming to you. Have you given up hope on something?
Almost. I went through a pretty rough divorce and ended up getting a stomach issue that nobody could figure out.
Yeah, this is it.
Went from 450 pounds down to 200 pounds in like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Lost jobs, you know, I'm 36. I can't really, you know, support myself. But I found a doctor that, brought up a nerve, you know, pain, nerve damage type of deal. And that fit the bill. And we're going towards that. And,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the message for you. Yes, it is. No, here's a message for you. Now, I'm not going to interpret what Mark said, but I'm just going to pick up on it. You know, the fact that the message came through about the rabbit, this is a year of hope. Here's what you absolutely have to think about doing. No matter what comes your way, you must have hope this year because you're taking the action. You've got to have hope. And hope for me comes with a belief in something better. You know, I'm not one of these folks, and I get a little criticism from this. I have believed in hope all my life, but never without faith. And I don't mean religious faith. I mean conviction. Conviction. Yeah. You have to build that muscle for yourself. You have to build that muscle for yourself. Okay? Can you do that?
I can definitely work on it.
That's what it is. Whatever you need to listen to, whatever you need to tap into, whatever inspires you, the tide has turned for you in the very fact that you have got a medical solution.
Yes.
And so you need to crank that hopeometer up. Got it?
I am working on it very much. I don't want you
to work very hard. Look, I've been where you are. Lost the job. Do you know I've been fired from every job I've ever had?
Right.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm telling you, they can't. I am not going to let them steal my joy. I'm not going to let them steal my hope. If you're the guy that lost over 200 pounds, is that what you just told me?
Did you just say that on here? But yeah.
Okay, yes. Give or take a few, right? Look at
roughly, yes.
Your capabilities to provide for yourself are strong. Don't let the divorce deflate your joy. It's hard, I know. I've been there.
Right.
Yeah, you hear me?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to, it's very interesting, Mitchell, that your father's giving us hope. And, you know, earlier when I was talking about when I was in the Zen garden and the message was life is like a river, flow with it, not against it. Yep. And, you know, divorces are never fun and they're never, you know, a good thing. But, you know, you've also now gotten out of a relationship that is freeing you up. And your father's bringing up the concept of luck. And then Dr. Pat said, have you given up hope? And you said, almost. And that was a good answer because almost doesn't mean entirely. It means you're still keeping that door open.
Yeah.
And what your father's spirit, his message for you is, who's in charge of your luck, Mitchell?
Me.
You got it. Yeah. And the thing is, and Dr. Pat brought it up, you know, you got a medical solution, you've got all these possibilities. And the thing is, every successful person has failed. When you look at how many times Albert Einstein failed, how many times Walt Disney failed, how many times, I mean, you go through all of these famous and successful people, it is from the failures that you emerge even stronger. So your dad holding up the rabbit's foot, I the sense that I get, and I think this is what Dr. Pat's saying too, is this is the year of the rabbit. Okay, this is the year that your luck changes because you are now in control.
Got it? And just that's all I'm going to say. See, the dividing factor is always going to be hope. It's always going to be the thing that allows one person to step forward and another one that steps back. It really is. It's the dividing factor. It's that juiciness, that energy that just gives you, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to try one more time, right? That's what you got. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And by the way, you know, like Michael Jordan was a rabbit. David Albert Einstein. All right. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you so much. My goodness. Who do we got next?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Joshua from Oklahoma. Joshua, you are on the Psychic and the Doc.
I think Linda's sister was born that year. Hey, how are you? How can we help you? What's going on?
Past couple of years, I've been going through what you call a spiritual awakening of sorts. I've been trying to, I'd just like to know if y'all even, I've been an orphan most of my life, and I would just wanted to see if y'all might be able to make contact with anybody on the other side, if there's even anybody there.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, let me see what I can. Okay, I'm getting a female energy coming through, Joshua. And what I'm getting with her is I feel this impact sensation to my head. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. An impact sensation indicates to me that this could have been something going on in her head, like a stroke or an aneurysm. But I'm getting the sense that this was a quick and unexpected passing with this woman. And I am tasting blood, so it doesn't always mean a bleed out. It could be an internal hemorrhage, but I'm getting a quick and unexpected passing. And there's some association either with her or you with the month of February. Why? Because she showed me a bunch of strawberries. Now, strawberries are one of my indicators for the month of February because I associate Valentine's Day with chocolate-covered strawberries. But that could mean like you love strawberries, hate strawberries, allergic, or something with strawberries and or February. Does any of the above make sense to you in any way?
The entry kind of does. My mother passed, and she, now granted, she had a lot of things going wrong, but one day she was okay. I mean, she was, I mean, she knew that she was having bad illness.
Yeah, she was having problems. Right, but you didn't expect her to pass when she did. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she actually
had, yeah. All right, so,
it's goodbye.
Yeah, but, okay, we got your mom here. Anything with strawberries, you love them, you hate them, allergic, or she loved them, hate them, allergic, or something with February?
I've got nothing. Honestly, I didn't know my mom very well.
Okay, that's fine. And that's something you may be able to find out later on. But I keep tasting strawberries. All right, question. When I say strawberry, what do you immediately think of? Don't process it. Go with what you feel.
When I think of strawberries, honestly, I think of when I was a kid, my granny and grandpa raised, had a garden. We ate, you know, I remember the fresh strawberries. So I've always loved strawberries.
There you go.
And there you go. All right. So mom came in and she gave you a pleasant, beautiful memory with that. Let's see what she wants you to know. She said, okay, obviously you said you've been an orphan most of your life. And, you know, your mother is... She said, I'm sorry that I was so sick. Obviously, you know, she knows that, you know, there was nothing she could do about it. But she has been a guiding spiritual influence in your life. And it's fascinating because, and I was raised Catholic and I don't, you know, push that on anybody, but she keeps showing me an image of Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Virgin Mary. Now, this could be a name similar to Mary, like Mary, Marie, Margaret, Marilyn, because they all are variations on the name Mary. This could also be a significance to you or with her with the month of May. But what I get in this particular vision is Mary is also a symbol of the supermom. Okay, she's the mom, the guiding feminine energy, the spiritual influence, all the beautiful things about femininity, who is watching over you. But I want to ask, is there anything in May or anything with a Mary, Margaret, Marilyn, anything like that?
The only thing I can think of is my daughter, is her middle name's Maria.
Very good. Okay. And that's your mother's granddaughter.
Marie. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I said Maria. I meant Marie.
That's okay. Well, all of them, all the Mary, Margaret, Marilyn, Maria, they all emanate from Miriam, who was the sister of Moses. And so the etymology of the name Mary all comes from Miriam. I want to explain. That's why I get that particular imagery. So by bringing up your daughter's middle name, even though your mother never met her in this life, what she wants you to know is spiritually she is around and aware of her granddaughter. And she also is explaining to me that you're not only a good father, you're an exceptional father. And the reason that you are is because you were an orphan and you more than anybody understand the value of parental love. Dr. Pat?
Do you know anything about the a little bit of the history of the word orphan?
Actually, no, I don't. That's a new one on me.
Just a little one. You know, there are many different traditions. James Bond was an orphan. Just mentioning him. But yeah. in Israel, they use the metaphor of the orphan in the Israel, they use to describe its own origins, you see? And so they talked about Israel as sort of a fatherless, but was adopted by Yahweh. So here's what I want to say. There's the way we use that term in our pop culture, and yet the word in itself and its meaning and what it has come to mean, and the people that have come to help those that are like that, or even a land or country, right? Talks about yeah. these things, right? Talks about mercy. You see, these are the words associated with this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And
yeah.
the compassion that one learns from being in a situation like you've been, it is such a blessing on how you pass that on to your children. Because you see, people that were not left or abandoned, they don't have that level of compassion. And your heart is so strong and so big around this. Do you know what I mean? You know, whatever yeah, the yeah. impact of this has made you an individual that is so beautifully perfect to pass on this level of mercy, compassion to your children, you see.
Yeah,
that's the gift.
When y'all were talking about the bad times and stuff and not, you know, and about learning from it earlier, I could kind of hear you over cutting in and out with this reception. But I have a podcast and I actually made one on forgiveness because I could never understand it. Because everybody has a different reason you forget. Oh, forgive because God forgives you, or forgive because you hold on to something. But actually, there really are no such thing as bad things that ever happen to you. It's either a learning situation or a situation to put you in a place where you need to be.
You know, I've only heard one definition of forgiveness that has fit me. And can I tell you what it is? It was my friend, what? Reverend Bonnie Bernard, told me. And she said, Pat, you know this and I know this. We don't forgive for the other person. In the world we live in today, yeah. we forgive for ourselves, because unless we can do that, we are forever attached to somebody that probably doesn't even know where we exist. And it's fascinating, right, when you think about that.
Yeah.
But also, if you do this podcast, you'll remember something. And it's yeah. somewhere, don't ask me to quote it, I'm going to have to look it up. It has to do with no longer being spiritual orphans. You see, when you enter that realm, yeah. you brought up forgiveness, when you enter a realm that talks about mercy, compassion, I mean, look at Mother Teresa. When you enter that realm, you're now on a different plane. You know, you're on a plane where you can take a look at people, even though you may not like them, but you'll find some ounce of compassion for them in some way. I hope this helps you. Thank yeah. you for calling in.
It does. 100% of why I even started it. I really appreciate it, guys.
No, thank you so much, boy. You made me think about this one. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Joshua.
Wow.
I say we keep going. What do you say, Dr. Pat?
Rock it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Wow. We're going to go to Faith from North Carolina. Faith, you are on with the psychic and the doc.
I was just talking about Faith.
Hi.
Hey, Faith. How are you? How can we help you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. It was like a reading.
Okay, Faith, let me see who is around you. I'm getting a female energy coming through now. She could be on your generational level or even the one below it. So that could be maybe somebody you knew when you were younger or somebody on the child, niece, nephew level. And what I'm getting with her is I'm feeling this draining sensation through my body. And a draining sensation indicates to me that this female had some type of disease, some type of ailment, which took her down a click at a time. It could be cancer, because things like cancer, HIV, tuberculosis, things like that, they drain you. And what I get is, she was having a lot of issues in her lower abdominal region, in her whole abdominal region, but especially in her lower abdominal and bladder and in uterine areas. Does this make sense to you in any way?
Well, yeah, it could. Do you want me to tell you why?
Yes.
So I had a daughter that passed from an overdose, and she had quite the problem with substance abuse. She had been to rehab, and she relapsed a couple months after she got out, and she tried so hard. But she also had scoliosis, and it caused a lot of problems in her lower back and down there in that region, yes.
So. Okay. So,
that's why
addiction is very draining, because it is a disease of sorts, and certainly with the scoliosis. And that's why I was saying either your level or the one below it, because that would be her generational level. So we got your daughter coming through, and did you just buy a new pair of shoes? What's going on with your shoes? She's talking about you and shoes. She's showing me all these shoes. You're laughing. All right, what's going on with your shoes?
I don't know. I've just been really into boots lately and shoes and stuff like that.
That's a yes. See, that's what I call verifiable
also,
fact following the message.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a daughter that I'm raising, and I had recently bought her a pair of shoes because when she works, her back hurts her. So,
and there you go.
Quite a few.
You see now how the shoes. Now, what is your daughter telling us? She's telling you that she's around you. She's aware of what's happening in your life. You know, you're into the whole shoe thing, and you just bought her daughter, whom you're raising, new shoes. And she's also talking about this is a weird thing, but it's interesting. She showed me a package of, you know, American cheese and the individual slices that are wrapped up in plastic. Okay, I'm sure a lot of us eat stuff like that. What is with the American cheese? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Did she love it? Dear daughter, but she showed me this American cheese and like, you know, open it up, and I'm getting kind of from her about it.
I'm not sure. I am kind of into the white American cheese, the one that's like, no, isn't yellow, you know, the white one, but
yeah, it's still American cheese.
It's still American cheese. So that would be a yes. If you're into it. See, these are the type of details that spirits bring up. They may seem obscure or trivial, but the thing is, I don't know that you're really into white American cheese or shoes or anything like that, but she does.
Right.
And this is how
right.
she's letting you know that she's around you and aware of what's happening. And she is also explaining to me she's giving me a lot of information. You're doing a great job with her daughter, by the way. And she said she doesn't want you to be afraid that she's going to go down the same path that she did with addictions. And then she's following this up with a big bowl of fresh blueberries, and which taste really good. All right. There's got to be something with blueberries. You love them, hate them, makes sense to you in any way. Blueberries.
Because she loves blueberry muffins, and so I buy the fresh blueberries and mix them in with the muffin mix. So, yeah, that would make sense.
There you go. Verifiable fact following a message. When the spirit gives me a message of an explanatory advisory nature and then follows up with an objectively verifiable fact, in this case, blueberries. And before that, we had the shoes and the American cheese. That's how she is verifying that we have properly received and interpreted the message. And, you know, with Akaki and finding the joy What she's telling me is that in the wake of her death, you have found joy in raising her daughter. Dr. Pat, I'm feeling so drawn to what you're going to say now.
I'll tell you what I'm going to say. You can't plan something like this show. There's no way that anybody hits the trifecta of shoes, blueberries.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So.
Yes. Yes.
I agree with Mark. Sometimes we do worry, especially if those of us that have gone before us, right? We do worry.
Right.
We do worry.
Right.
But you have so many tools and so many gifts, and you have so much love for this woman. You have so much love. You have so much love. You know what? That's my only message. Just stay with the love. Lead with the love. Stay with the love. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Faith. I talked about Faith before. Didn't I say Faith?
I know. I mean, did Faith have the perfect name to call into the show tonight? I mean, that's just wonderful.
American cheese? Are you kidding me? Blueberries, American cheese, and shoes? That's got to be the trifecta of a pot. I'm always blown away. Jessica, what do you think?
I think we do have time for one more if you want to before we wrap it up tonight.
Let's do it.
All right, we've got Lynn from Georgia. Lynn, you are on the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, Lynn. Are you there? Hi. This is Mark Anthony. You're on with the Psychic in the Dock.
What a beautiful show. Wow.
Thank you.
Just beautiful. So many elements of it. But I was calling to see if you have a message for me.
My name, by
the way, is Lynn Hope.
Kidding. People are going to think we set this up. We don't set this up.
We couldn't possibly.
Oh, my God. I love it. Lynn Hope. Go ahead.
Lynn Hope. Oh, my goodness. Lynn, do you have a younger male? Could be a son or a nephew or a friend who lost a boy, because I'm getting a younger male who's on the child, niece, nephew level coming through connected to you. Does this make any sense?
I have a cousin that lost a young son.
Did you say he was seven?
Yeah, he was like first grade.
Okay. Did he have like either light brown, sandy blonde type of hair? Do you know?
He had dark brown, but there was another child that he was older when he died. He was in his late 20s. He died of a motorcycle accident, and he had sandy brown hair and just both of them were just full of life.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm picking up on a younger male, then I'm also picking up on the one with the sandy blonde hair. Let me see which one wants to go first. All right. The younger boy, the one who drowned, it was seven. He is coming through. You're still in contact with his mother, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did either you or she or someone close to either of you have pneumonia recently? Now, the weird thing about pneumonia and COVID read very similar, because from what I understand, COVID's a form of pneumonia. But did one of you have something like that maybe in the past 6 months or so?
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't really seen her or talked to her in quite some time.
What about you?
No, I had a really bad cold, and
there we go. Okay, that'll work.
Really bad.
That, All right, hold on. Lynn, you got, because we're running short on time. So I'll go with that, because if you had a really bad cold, that's a lung infection. The spirit's got to let me know that they're around. All right, you need to contact this boy's mother and let her know that he said, I am not dead. I am eternal. This is very important. You need to give that message to her. Now, the older young man, the one in his 20s that died on the motorcycle, he's coming through and he wants to give you specifically a message. He's telling me that you're deficient in a lot of enzymes, minerals, and vitamins. And he said that you have to make a radical change in your diet, and there's got to be more green leafy vegetables coming in. And the thing is, yeah, he's not coming through to be insulting or offensive, but he is a spokesperson for a collective, your mm-hmm. collective of spirits, and said that the reason they brought up the issue with the cold is you need to rebuild your strength. Even though you're over the cold, he said that you have to do this to get your sugar level down. You got to bring your sodium down and then flood your body with fresh green vegetables.
Yeah.
That's the message.
Yeah. Yeah. What, how does that sound to you?
Sounds fine.
Yeah. You sound like me.
I've gone through a lot of biological changes over the
exactly.
last couple of years. And so
yeah,
yeah, so what has worked in the past no longer works, and yeah.
Exactly. Oh, okay, we got a minute left. So let me tell you, I just went through the same thing. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you, I woke up and I looked at my hair and it's like gray. And I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? So here's what I started to do. I am not going to sit there and eat leafy green anything. But I found a product that I love. And this particular product is, you take a little scoop of the green and the beets and the thing. I just love this. The company is called Brightcore, BrightCore. Started by a woman, Kim Bright. I am waking up at 3 in the morning. I don't even know it, because I was so depleted. Do you know what I'm saying? I was just like so exhausted emotionally, just drained from the past 3 years. I'm telling you, find something that works, but I can't cook that's not me. It's not in my nature. Yeah. If I can't fry it in garlic and oil, okay. It's just not going to work. But this line, she calls them, oh my God, come on. I can't think of them. Sweet greens or something. 1 week, I'm telling you. And yeah, I was so grateful. I found, now you may not want to take those, but if you can't do the whole making the greens, there's organic things out there that will help your adrenals. We're not medical doctors here, so we can only give you our experience. I'm not a medical doctor, neither is Mark, but we can only share our experience on what might help you get a boost, okay?
That makes sense.
Now, if you like to cook greens, go for it. Because where are you in Georgia? Do you live in Georgia?
Yeah,
that's where my mama
is. I've done juicing for periods of time. And like I said, I've just, been through a lot in the last probably 7 years. And so it feels like my body's trying to recover, but it just
can't. Exactly. I just went through that myself. I'm telling you, I just went through that with this crazy toe biopsy. And I'm telling you, I couldn't do the juicing. I don't know how I found this woman from Florida. I'm just telling you, it was like a miracle, because I don't live a lifestyle that allows me to cook greens for 4 hours, you know, but I can't fry up the bacon that goes in them. So I just want to tell you that. Okay. Thank you for calling in. What a great show. She's got to put something in her body. She's got to talk to Mary Jane Mack or somebody. Got to do something.
Yeah, and you know, health, good health is definitely joy. That is finding joy. This show has definitely been a Kagi.
Yeah, it's
I think, yes. And for those of you who did not get through, Dr. Pat and I, we're here every Thursday. Give us a call. And we look forward to helping all of you. And I want to appreciate say how much Dr. Pat and I appreciate our audience. We have
so much.
The best audience.
I'm telling you. You know, the reason that this show is, like somebody said, is tonight's show is a great show. It's not about us, Mark. It's about these amazing people, isn't it? Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Mark. Wait a minute. The Afterlife. What's the website?
Afterlifefrequency.com. Kindly visit my website, theafterlifefrequency.com, and sign up for my newsletter. It'll keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic in the Doc and a lot of other things. And Dr. Pat and I will be back. Same transformation time, same transformation network next week.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Rocky. Linda, we'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.